So trust your comfortable and enjoy the short 5 minutes.
The Great Destinations Radio Show.
Are you a foodie looking for inspiration for your next weekend away? Or do you want to uncover some unusual new cuisine? Well, the Lonely Planet Food Trails book could be your perfect guide. It lists 52 itineraries worldwide with detailed maps and recommendations. I spoke to one of the authors, Karen Noble, and asked her whether it was tough putting together this guide.
It wasn't terribly difficult, to be honest, for us to decide on places for this book. It was more of a case of trying to figure out how we can condense it to just 52 food-themed itineraries.
The itineraries have been designed to help you both with planning the trip and also uncovering the best food secrets when you're there.
We've got recommendations for accommodation, food festivals, things for people to do. There's a lot of practical information. So people can take it with them, or they can use it to plan the trip beforehand.
The wealth of writers at Lonely Planet meant they could cover a wide range of destinations.
Patisseries in Paris, the San Sebastian, we're covering the Pinchot scene, but also we've got Piedmont, Italy. We've got the classics, but also because of our experience of our writers, we've got some of the unusual places that might not be top of mind when you think about food. For example, Iceland is one of my favourites. You can dine at a really romantic restaurant called Hotel Budia. You might like to try pesto made from Icelandic algae and seaweed, which is actually really nice.
Karen says a key aim was trying to find good local food with some history of tradition in the area. A good example was found in the Greek islands.
There was a restaurant in Crete that I went to that is trying to revive Minoan traditions, and that there was a menu that particularly fascinated me that was just full of information. I almost cried when I read it. It was just beautiful.
Karen says they've tried to steer clear of the usual cliches that people might associate with a particular destination.
We've got three Australian itineraries, and they're all very different, and they're not all focused on barbecues or crocodile burgers.
Melbourne's a big tip for 2017, the 25th anniversary of the city's famous food festival.
They have a lot of tapas there. The coffee scene is huge in Melbourne, as is the craft beer, local gin distilleries.
To start planning your next foodie trip, check out Lonely Planet's food trails, available at bookshops and online.